Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, on Friday, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins announced the largest initiative yet in the USDA's plan to combat the New World screwworm. Alongside Texas Governor Greg Abbott and industry stakeholders at the Texas State Capitol, the secretary rolled out a new agreement that builds upon USDA's five-prong plan issued back in June by ramping up construction of a sterile fly distribution facility alongside a production facility at Moore Air Base in South Texas.
With a capacity to produce 300 million sterile screwworm flies per week, and that's how we eradicate the parasite, this facility will triple our current output and eliminate our sole reliance on Panama and Mexico for sterile fly supply. It's a tactical move that ensures we are prepared and not just reactive, which is today what we have really been working through.
Bottom line, the New World screwworm threatens over $100 billion in U.S. economic activity tied to the cattle and livestock industries. And that's why the U.S. livestock industry applauded Friday's announcement, especially with the latest case of New World screwworm reported less than 370 miles south of the U.S. and Mexican border. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.